Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Somebody who has committed himself to high school football here in Florida well over a decade now and has done an awesome job. He's everywhere and anywhere, goes to a lot of the meetings, goes to a lot of events, and certainly had an opportunity to spend some time up with him in Daytona Beach at the media days that Varsity Sports Network put on. Outstanding. Joshua Wilson is a consummate professional, doing a tremendous job, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time on the week that is going to be very interesting.
Thanks for having me on, Blue. No, I appreciate it. No, we definitely got some changes already to the week one schedule already. I mean, it's definitely crazy.
Yeah, well, you knew that. I mean, I get a call this morning like at 8:30 asking one of the coaches from Venice asking if somebody they have a could get a game this week, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Aren't you playing Cardinal Gibbons? And, you know, another half hour later, we're finding out that the game's been rescheduled. And unfortunately, Josh, I think we're going to have a lot of that this year. We've had a couple of teams in the summer already had to go into quarantine. You know, you and I get frustrated when it happens. It's just that we can't control everybody. We can't be at every practice. We can't be at, you know, in every environment. People have to kind of watch out for themselves because this is very important.
No, it is very important, and there's some things that come along in it that to come out earlier. The Naples Daily News reported actually, and this is where I first found this out. And I knew there were some things that the FHA had been talking about, and the COVID cancellations are not going to result in forfeits. You know, playoffs are going to revert back to the RPI format, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this works out in this situation, and see if you know if the FHA doesn't come down the line, you know, in the board meeting at the end of next month. To be able to come down and say, hey, you know, we're going to, go eliminate the districts, you know, so that way nobody has to worry about, you know, winning this championship. We'll just see the bracket. Right. We'll just see the brackets 1-8 or 1-6.
You know, it was great actually being back in an environment where there were fans last week and, you know, it was football. It was kind of football everywhere I went and a lot of enthusiasm. But in the back of your mind, you're still thinking, wow. You know, this, you know, who knew that Monday you would get, you know, you would get a call and find out that one of the games that everybody had been looking forward to the most.
Oh, yeah, that was one of my that was on my list for top games this week, and that was a huge blow right there. And I mean, it's definitely one, but hey, you know, by putting it on that Saturday, October 23rd, that might be a game that, you know, hey, could go slip down to, you know, they'll go watch that down there in Venice. It just depends on what the schedule looks like for that week and who's performing and how's everybody performing at that point. What does the season look like when we get to October? That's going to be the question.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and the thing is for the year, although I don't know which teams are going to go up and down, but they're doing this schedule or this format for 1 year because the COVID, some of the enrollment went up, some of it went down, so they really couldn't figure it right. You know, what they did is they put they've they've really challenged a lot of these teams to step up. I mean, you know, some of these programs who didn't have a lot of teams, you know, in their region before now are stacked with it. Do you foresee, I know it's kind of tough, but do you foresee a lot of changes being made, or do you think this could be the way things are? Because to me, you look like at a Bradford County, and they went from 4A to 1A. And that's a big deal because, you know, you and I and a lot of other people always talk about Madison County. Oh yeah, it's a rural area, but it's a bigger city. It's a bigger community. So they have more kids. How do you see, to me, that's what I'm always finding out. How are they going to make these changes? I mean, are they going to, you see, I just don't understand how they're going to change. And if people are comfortable with the way things are now, because they usually run in 3 or 4 year cycles. What's the cycle of it?
I mean, the cycle's 1 year, and they're going to go back to a 2 year cycle. That's the goal for next year. So it puts us on an even. It'll put us on an even year cycle, and doing that will put us in line with Georgia and Alabama in terms of scheduling going forward. Now, as long as everything stays the same, and you know they don't decide, oh, well, let's do another 1 year deal kind of thing. I don't think that would be the ideal situation. But you know, I mean, a team like Bradford in their situation over there in Stark. Stark, there hasn't been some changes over in the Stark area. It's just a matter of do you think those changes are large enough to warrant going from 4A to 1A? I think that remains to be the question. But ever since they opened the truck bypass around Stark, things have definitely changed in terms of economics in Stark. So that definitely has happened there. But I mean, you look at this week one. You look at the whole week one thing coming out. You know, I think you know you just got to hope and pray most of the schedules. Stays intact. Most of the schedule stays intact for these first couple of weeks. I think we'll be all right. It's a matter of, you know, what does it look like tomorrow? What does it look like Wednesday? What does it look like by the time we get to Thursday?
Right.
You know, that's going to be the big question.
Yeah, and obviously, Josh, when you take a look at some of the games that took place in the kickoff classic, first of all, the one that counted with Central out in California against St. John Bosco, obviously a lot of calls didn't go the Rockets' way, but they did show that they're going to be a team to reckon with. Talk about that and how you felt that they performed.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, Miami Central, you know, I mean, they showed some promise. You know, it's just that, you know, trekking those long trips out to, you know, to like California and Nevada and all those, you know, over the years, you know, that can provide be a challenge, you know, because you're dealing with time zone change, you're dealing with potential jet lag. It's just it's a lot of combination of things when you go out and play a team, you know, 2,000 miles away from the comforts of Trask Power where you're here to play.
Yeah.
But you know, for Miami Central, you know, the good thing is, you know, you get to play Bishop Gorman in week two, and you get to play. You don't have to go to Las Vegas for that one. You get to go to Naples. You know, you just get to go across Alligator Alley and, you know, go play them right there. So that's a good thing in that situation for Miami Central. And Miami Central, you know, they're going to battle over there in 5A. They got Plantation American Heritage that they're going to have to go through and all that. But, you know, it's definitely a good challenge where they're at in 5A. You know, nothing really changes in terms of how you approach trying to get to the state championship game, you know. But, you know, Miami Northwestern going to 6A, that changes a little bit how they approach things going, you know, how to get through it. You know, and Tampa Jesuit might be standing in their way. So
yes,
that's the big thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Josh, obviously you have your top teams coming out on FloridaHSFootball.com, your website. Who do you figure? I know you and I talked about this. What teams do you think, other than we've talked about Venice, because I don't think they're no longer a surprise, but what are some of the surprise teams that you think can make, you know, a run and maybe, you know, like Mitchell did last year and come within two games of going to state?
You know, you could throw a West Orange out there in the Orlando area. I mean, you're always going to count. And then you got some of your usual suspects like a Niceville, and you know, you know that may finally break the barrier and stuff like that. And, you know, and I'm kind of, you know, and you know, maybe a Tampa Bay Tech or something like that. One of them, or even a Tampa Gator, who's now in 7A. So that might be a different story there. You know, could they make the run? You know, could Tampa area finally get back in the mix? And I know that Tampa area has been shut out the last few years, so that's really been hard for them to break through getting to the state championship game outside of Lakeland, which some people count as the Tampa area. But when talking about Tampa, talking about Hillsborough and Pinellas counties, they're really, you know, they seem to get shut out the most lately, you know, versus where, you know, teams from North Florida, Central Florida, South Florida, at least somebody's making it from those particular areas every year.
Yeah, and before we let you go, obviously, you know, there's some really, really good games this year. A lot of these, you know, I was saying before that the teams, the upper echelon teams, felt that if they're going to be recognized nationally, they have to play a schedule like that. Talk about that. I mean, because you have a pretty decent one this Saturday afternoon with St. Thomas Aquinas hosting St. Francis Academy of Maryland. Do you believe in that? Did you have to play those teams, I mean, to at least get some recognition?
I mean, for St. Thomas, they already got the recognition. So, if that were like a Tampa Gaither or a Tampa Jesuit putting on that game, that'd be like, hey, what are these teams doing hosting St. Francis or something like that? I think it's just sometimes you get the shock value, and necessarily you don't see the shock value. Sometimes, you know, like, hey, okay, standard national matchup every year, you know, early in the season before you get into the chunk of the district play and the local schedule. You know, I think it's just a thing, but you know, it's nice, you know, after not having the national games last year, you know, it's kind of nice to see them back on the schedule. The biggest thing again is just seeing if they actually hold up in terms of what we're still dealing with COVID-19.
Yep, I agree. I gave your website, give your social media contact so people can follow you as well.
Okay. Twitter, FLHS Football, and the Instagram, Facebook, at FloridaHS Football. You can find it all there, and we'll be putting out the rankings tomorrow evening. And, of course, people have been asking the Joe Pinkos. They will either be out late tonight or will be out tomorrow at some point. We will have the Joe Pinkos forecast. So that Joe Pinkos is back again this year.
Good stuff. Josh, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon. Have a good opening week.
Appreciate it, Blue.
Good stuff. Josh Wilson from FloridaHS Football.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.